I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the love for a faded. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you. But baby, don't get it twisted. You was just another on the hit list. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh. You need me. For a little more. Give a little less. Now you hate to come. Trying to fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Get white horse in a carriage. But you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me.
Hello, hello. This is Isabel. I am subbing for Zero Added Sugar with Avery, because a lot of people are away for break, but I don't go away until tomorrow, so I figured I would get one sub in. And yeah, I'm usually on with my friend Emma. Our show is called Unboxed, Mondays at 11 a.m., every other week. So we had our show on Monday, but, you know, missing a week, so we, you know, we can't get enough, and I haven't subbed yet this semester, so this is exciting. So this is Zero Added Sugar, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We, in the spirit of my show, we watched a movie together on Tuesday, I believe, called Burn After Reading. I'm not going to do a whole spiel that I usually do with Emma. We have, in case you've never listened, we really dissect and discuss a film every other week now. And yeah, so we just did The Virgin Suicides, and we watched Burn After Reading on Tuesday night, which is a Coen Brothers film. We've really gotten into the Coen Brothers. We've watched a lot of Coen Brothers. Frances McDormand is always a favorite. And this was just a fun romp. It wasn't for a show, but I figured, why not just curate a little playlist based on that movie. And we've done also a lot of movies with, I mean, this is not as literal as some of the other ones, but around this, like, fire theme, like, burn, because we did Portrait of a Lady on Fire, and we did Fire of Love, which are, I mean, Fire of Love is quite literally about volcanoes and two volcanologists, but yeah, this is just a really fun comedic romp. Brad Pitt is great. It's probably one of my favorite roles that he's been in that I've seen. Like, really, really funny. Frances McDormand, great as usual. Like I said, big fan. But yeah, so yeah, I feel like Rihanna really, some of her songs also really speak to the film as well. But yeah, we have played a lot of Rihanna in the past, but you know, she keeps giving, so why not? So you just heard Needed Me, and now I'm gonna play another Rihanna, and then we'll transition to some other songs. But I have this queued up, so hopefully you like Rihanna.
Just to get close to you, could we burn something today? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fits me so good, and I can't get. Just to get close to you, could we burn something, babe? And I'll run for miles just to get a taste. Must be love on the brain. That's got me feeling this way. It beats me black and blue, but it fits me so good, and I can't. No matter what I do.
Lord, meet King Push. Life is like a costume party. Just cover the flaws in Cavalli. Let's hide the hurt in Amali. We all trying to be somebody else. You can't hide your tears and wealth when your heart knows you hate yourself. It's all pain we felt, just the way that the cards been dealt.
Surprising that we're here with no fear and gear for uprising. Gonna blend in with the bullies and the bureaucrats. Arrows pierce like lightning, chopper sound like thunderclap. Ooh, never will you stand, we gon' lay you down. Debonair and dapper kids coming in to take the town. Try to restrain us, even though you trained us. We're better than you are, now we're gonna make you famous.
Crystal sent over on gratis. Can't pretend we're not plastic when these poker faces take practice. Who to trust, who to love, who to run from, who to hug. Set fire to a government of thugs. Respect only comes from the money or your blood.
We're out of sight, shadows and light. They're closing in and I know where we're going. But I don't know who I'll be.
Kick you out if she ever, ever knew about all the you tell me that you do. Dirty, dirty boy, you know everyone is talking on the scene. I hear them whispering about the places that you've been and how you don't know how to keep your business clean. Be
and drop the attic. Give me love, give me Fendi, my Balenciaga daddy. You gon' need to bag it up, cause I'm spending on Rodeo. You can wish me back it up, I'll be gone in the AM. And he got me Prada, get me Miu Miu like Rihanna. He always call me, cause I never cause no drama.
Hello, hello. Yeah, I just wanted to play, if you haven't heard Burn After Reading, watched Burn After Reading, there's a lot of infidelity in the, in the movie, so that's why a lot of these songs are about love and infidelity. I know that we played Unholy for another film in the past. I believe it might have been The Northman, honestly. Yes, it was. Okay, my knowledge is correct. Yeah, I have like all the playlists pulled up here, but yeah, I told Emma I was playing this song because she really enjoys it, and she added it on for The Northman. But yeah, it's a funny film. It's about the, in some ways it is poking fun at the bureaucracy of the CIA, because just the ineffectiveness of people reaching out to the, you know, Frances McDormand's character reaching out to the Russian embassy and just the shenanigans that entails. And it was just funny because I also have to watch Zero Dark Thirty for a class. So it was also weirdly about the CIA. So watching those 2 days like back to back was a very interesting experience, because obviously they were very different in tone, but somehow they still both have the CIA in them. Yeah, it feels weird. I don't like talking about a film by myself, so I think that this will be mostly music, like I've said. But yeah, we'll go back to music, and we'll have our PSA coming up in a few. Yeah, so stay tuned and enjoy.
Thank you. never breaks. Oh, treasure, mark that never fades. Oh, darling, love me this way till my feet take me to the grave. And angels sing, angels sing.
Okay, it is time for the PSA. So, in tribute to Osborne Cox, who arguably has a bit of an alcohol problem in the film, even though he denies it, this is Numbers to Think About, American Alcohol Consumption. Just 10% of the adult population drinks more than 3/4 of all the alcohol consumed in the United States. While 30% of American adults don't drink at all, and another 30% average less than one drink per week, the top 10% of American adults, 24 million of us, consume an average of 74 drinks per week, more than 10 drinks a day. Some numbers to think about. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. And also, in honor of Emma, I am going to read her review on Letterboxd. So our show is a riff on Letterboxd. That's why it's called Unboxed. But she actually wrote a review on Letterboxd of this movie. And she's seen it before. So she wrote, "Don't expect Mission Impossible, expect a classic Coen Brothers mess. Chocked full of familiar, beloved faces, this movie is nothing but a fun, eclectic romp. A part of their series of films about idiots, the Coen Brothers try and succeed to make every character as pitiful and comedically amoral as possible. The disturbing mechanical concoction Clooney's character is constructing belongs in Armie Hammer's basement, and just every character idiosyncrasy of Pitt's juice head gym worker provides endless delight." I'd say that's pretty spot on. But yeah, I mean, if you haven't seen it, you have to see it for yourself. I think it's up there with The Big Lebowski, honestly. It was really funny. I know that's like one of the only things I've said about this movie. But I highly recommend, if we just wanted something light, something to get our minds off of the midterm grind, and this did the trick. So I'll just play a few more songs that I have lined up for you guys. So, enjoy.
I can see my baby's face. still watch you when you're grooving, as if through water from the bottom of a pool. You're moving without moving, and when you move, I'm moved. You are a call to motion. There all of you a verb in perfect view, like Jonah on the ocean. When you move, I'm moved. When you move, I'm put to mind of all that I wanna be. When you move, I could never define all that you are to me. It's reasoning made lucid and cool. I know it's no improvement. When you move, I move. You're less ballooning, leaping, or Fred Astaire in sequence. Honey, you, your Atlas and it's sleeping. And when you move, I move. When you move, I can recall something that's gone. When you move, honey, I'm putting all something so flawed and free. So move me, baby. Shake like the bough of a willow tree. You do it naturally. Move me, baby. So move me, baby. Like you've nothing left to prove, but nothing.
That they don't even know. Tell me just what I did to make you go so quiet. Who's he? Who is he? Must be someone else tonight. Believe me, I won't be going nowhere without a fight. Oh, when you lay me down in some supernatural way, and you take my body to the Himalayas, see, sugar honey, I'll do anything you say. Kill
This is Zero Added Sugar, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thanks for tuning in. This is Isabel subbing for Zero Added Sugar. Thanks for listening.
Let me please.